Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is now the 8 o'clock hour, time for Words of Wisdom. And I'm Diane Adams, plain and simple, a servant of God. It's an honor and a privilege to come before the people of God on tonight, given by God. And I pray that I get out the way and let the Holy Spirit bring a message to you guys that can make you think, that can perk your interest, and that can carry you in the kingdom as we do kingdom building for the Lord. I thank each and every one of you. You didn't have to show up tonight, but you did. And God honors it. And I thank you. Well, our lesson tonight is the title of the lesson. You know, we fixing to enter Thanksgiving on tomorrow. But the title of the lesson says, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And we're going to expound on the book of Psalms, 100 chapters. And before we get started, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to go to God's throne of grace and prayer. Be prayerful for our Bible study. Be prayerful for one another. Prayer changes things. You know, the word of God lets us know that key, that prayer is the thing that unlocks the doors. Prayer is the keys that bring us to God's throne of grace where mercy could be found. Prayer has been given to us by God to be able to speak to him intimately, to let him know our fears and our cares and our needs and our joy. God wanted a relationship with his people. So he sent his son, because we know our relationship was severed when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the garden. God had created where he would be with his people and his people would be with him, and he would love on his people and his people would love on them. But when sin entered the world, we were separated from God. And then God sent his son. They call him Jesus. And Jesus bridged the gap for us. At this time, I'm going to play a song. And we'll come back and go to God's throne of grace and prayer.
I've had sins.
thank you. Lord, I thank you for every little bitty thing you've done in my life. I say thank you. I shall say thank you. Oh, thank you. Hey, I thank you. Just want to say thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As the songwriter said, Lord, I just want to thank you. And as we enter into this Thanksgiving season, we all should be thanking God for the many blessings that he has given us. God has protected us from danger seen and unseen, holding back the punishment we deserve and giving us everything we have never deserved. And besides, that is grace. Is sufficient. We have so much to be thankful, y'all. The title of the lesson is Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. And I'm going to open the mic for the prayer warrior, and she's going to come to us in prayer. Sister Pam, your mic is open.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. My God, my Lord, my Savior, my provider, my King, my Prince of Peace. My everything. Thanking you tonight, Father God, for the gift of life. Thanking you, O Lord, for affording us this opportunity to fellowship on this Wednesday night of Bible study. Lord, we thank you for our sister in Christ, our teacher, a prayer warrior, a servant of God, Minister Diane Adams. Continue using her, Lord, in ways that only you can. Lord, we thank you for our Bible study. We thank you for everybody that's listening in on tonight. May the word of God move you, fill you, and change you in ways and are pleasing to him. Lord, I pray tonight for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to go through the chaos, the worries, the consequences that we suffer and see daily. I thank you, Father God, for your son, Jesus the Christ. Lord, I thank you for setting us free. Father God, I thank you for salvation. Most of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love. And it's in Christ Jesus' name I say thank you and amen.
Amen, my sister. Thank you for your faithfulness. And I thank you because when you get up to pray, you always call my name out loud to God.
Amen.
And I thank you for that. I thank
you
for that.
Sister.
I know somebody prayed for me, and I have an opportunity. When you come on, you call my name out to God, and it's a blessing.
Amen.
And I thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're about to get in our lesson, y'all. I'm sorry I wasn't able to print the text in the title today, because I'm going to be honest. I really was busy preparing things, and it got past me, and one of my sisters in Christ called me and reminded me. So I hurried up and sent the notice out, but I didn't have time to text to, you know, rewrite everything. But I wanted to let you guys know that the lesson was going to go forth. But if you have your Bible, go to Psalms 100, and that particular chapter is only 5 verses. Psalms 100. And the title of our lesson is Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. We don't have to wait till November the 23rd to say thank you. We should be thanking God for his bountiful blessings each and every hour of every day, every step along the way. We should be grateful. So I'm going to do a little background. And what I say is, let us look at what the Bible says about Thanksgiving. The biblical meaning of the word Thanksgiving is not something you do. It's not something that you say only when something is done for you, or an impromptu expressions of thanks for some good deed done, a good that may come your way. Hallelujah. It's not that, y'all. It's more than that. And you got to understand it through wisdom from the Holy Spirit to grasp it. You see, the biblical concept of the word thanksgiving does not depend on something one has or have received. The word has nothing to do with an outward circumstances, but rather has to do with one's spiritual attitude towards life by faith. It's a heart thing. Being thankful is an attitude of gratitude. And I come to tell you tonight that one of the worst sins in the world is the sin of ingratitude. You see, Paul declared in Philippians 4:11-13, Paul was a man that had faith in God. And when Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, Paul followed Christ, and he had a lot of opposition. But look what Paul said in verse 11-13. Not that I speak in respect of want. I have learned in whatsoever state I am wherewith to be content. 12, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But he come back in the verse 13 and he lets us know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. You see, what he's saying is that no matter what is happening to him or around him, look at the world around us, y'all. We have to understand this. No matter what is happening to him, he's still grateful to God because he know that God will work it out for his good and he will continue in trusting God. You see, he knew, and all of us should know this as well, that nothing can happen unless God orchestrated or allow it. You know, many times we say the scripture, no weapon formed against us going to prosper. I don't know if you ever thought about what that meant. But let me just tell you this. Paul said he knew that nothing happened unless God orchestrated or allowed it. You see, Paul knew many circumstances he was going through. He trusted that God was bringing him to. Come on, y'all. Come on. God is in control. And when he says no weapon formed against you going to prosper, sometimes God don't deliver us from the situation, but he deliver us in the situation. It's all about God. It's all about his grace, all things through Christ Jesus. You see, Paul then went on to say in Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Stop worrying about what the world, materialistic things has to offer. Stop worrying about what somebody else got. Paul said, be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So with God saying that, and we say that all the time, God promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But do you believe it? Do you believe that God is right there in the middle of the things that you're going through, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and he's working it out for your good? Do you believe it? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You see, trusting God allows us to have a heart of thanksgiving. So this is what I'm telling you now. You got to trust God to have a heart of thanksgiving. I want to let you know tonight that Thanksgiving is a learning process. Each day as we grow in grace and the knowledge of God, we learn more and more things to be thankful for. You know, I could give a little test. I don't want you to write the answers down, and I don't ask you to hold your hand because I can't see it. But let's think about this. When you put on your shoes, do you thank God for the shoes and the feet to put in the shoes? Because they had a man that was complaining about not having shoes. And he went down the street and saw a man with no feet. You know, when you get up and go to the bathroom, and this is a minute one, but I think it's important to say, you know, when you go to the bathroom in the morning, some people have difficulties. But when you go and, you know, you say you can constantly go and don't have a problem, do you thank God? Simple thing. When you wake up in the morning, do you thank him for not allowing someone to come into your home that night and overtake you? We have so much to be thankful, y'all. You see, when we are truly thankful, we are cooperating with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is our comfort and our guide, and it's bringing us into the truth and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the God, Jesus himself, told us when he leaves, he will leave his spirit. And the Holy Spirit is indwelled in us, bringing us, speaking to us, guiding us into the righteousness of God and good things that God has for you. But you see, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to place within us contentment or a real praise of thanksgiving to God for everything in your life. That's why the prayer says, through prayer and supplication, make your request known. Everything. Pray for in season, out of season. Pray for little things, y'all, and pray for big things. And when you pray, be thankful. You see, if we focus on the bad, we will not be able to see the blessings or to be thankful. We must thank God for everything we have and trust him for what we need. You see, biblical thanksgiving is not what one does, but rather it is who he is and what one has become because of the absolute and complete trust in Christ. You know, you might have some people in your life and you look at them and their faith is so strong, you say, golly, nothing worried him. You know, no matter what come their way, they trust in God, really. That's where that peace is coming from. And they believe he's going to make it all right. He really believes he's going to make it all right. Come on, y'all. You see, having a heart of thanksgiving is what allow you to experience joy and peace that surpasses all understanding in the midst of the storm. Come on, y'all. There are only two ways to face life. When you are complaining and murmuring and grumbling, these are forms of ungratitude. Come on, y'all. Remember, it could be worse. And then many people just want to be happy. But I come to tell you tonight that happy only happens when something you want to happen happens. I'm going to say that again. Happy only happens when something you want happens. I'll give you an example. You play the lottery and you win $1 million. You're happy. But if someone comes and carjack you you said. Happy only happens when something you want to happen happens. But when you have a heart of thanksgiving, joy will be present even in the midst of storms. You trust God and you keep on moving. Can we do that? Do you trust God and keep on moving? Or do you go to God and pray and put it on the altar and you go back and snatch it back? God doesn't need your help. God formulated a master plan before the foundation of the world, and all of us was included with an expected end, and God is working it out together for our good. You see, James 1 and 2 says to count it all joy when you fall in various trials. He didn't say if you fall in trials. He said when you fall in trials. And the Bible lets us know God didn't promise us a rose garden. So when we live in this world, certain things it's gonna affect us too. Hurricane Katrina came. It just didn't wet the house of the sinner. Come on, y'all. When an earthquake comes, it don't just crack in front of the houses that don't believe in God. So certain things is gonna come our way that we can't control, but God is there with us. And I like to always tell people, no matter what you go through, the thing that matters is who you go through it with. When you truly realize all that God has done, is doing, and has promised to do in and through your life, and know that it's enough, you can truly begin to have a spirit of thanksgiving in all seasons. I often say, and I mean it, if God doesn't do anything else for me, he has done enough. But yet, he keep on blessing me. You see, what God has done by sending his son to die for all of our sins deserve all the thanks. And when you receive it, with a heart of thanksgiving, that's how God gets the glory. You know, God sent his only begotten son. That's something that not many of you would be willing to do. And for that miraculous, beautiful thing that God did for us, do you thank him? Let him know you appreciate him giving his son. And that's how God get glory. When we obey God, we are saying thank you. And that's a little thing on thank you tonight. We've gone into the scriptures now. Go to your Bibles, Psalm 100. We're going to start at the first verse. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. David is the writer of this psalm. And David was one that worshiped and thanked God, and he praised him. You know, we was told praise. David would get a praise on and start dancing, and he would dance all the way out his clothes. God said that David was a man after his own heart. So David wrote Psalm 100. And he's encouraging us to make a joyful noise to the Lord. And look what he said, all ye lands. Everybody. God created everybody. Everybody. You see, when the scriptures say make a joyful noise, it's a call for praise. And praise in the scripture means with thanksgiving. The only way you can praise, you first have to be thankful. When you have a heart of thanksgiving, it creates the spirit of praise. So in order to praise God, you got to have something to be thankful for. And it prompts the heart to go into praise. You see, praise is an act of thanksgiving. In this verse, it lets us know that all ye land is all a different nation. Come on, y'all, under the sun. It's the people, the races, the creed, or the colors should praise the Lord. We must realize that God created all things, is in control of all things, and have a power over all things and working all things out together for the good. Thanksgiving, gratitude, and praise should always be a part of a Christian life. We are created to give God praise, glory, and honor. We have several Bible verses that remind us of the importance of being thankful unto God. And King David wrote most of them, this same David. If we take a look back over our lives and even a closer look at the last 3 years, you know, we had the pandemic, we had wars, we had rumors of wars, we had people being jailed unfairly, we had all of these things going on. And you know, the politicians wasn't acting right. But we made it through. We made it through. That was someone at my door, y'all. I'm sorry. But if we look back over our lives, and as I said, the last 3 years, the pandemic came, and it has established a new norm. If you wanted it or not, the paradigm shift. The paradigm has shifted. Some things still in place. God is in control, y'all. He is. We should be thankful for all he's done. He has protected us, guided us through danger, seen and unseen. He's constantly providing for us. He redeemed us with the blood of his son. He put food on our table. He keep a roof over our head. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. He provides new mercies and grace each day. Hallelujah. He sent his son to die for us so that in the end we know we win. How could we not be thankful and praise his holy name? It's all by his grace, all things through Christ Jesus. We cannot adequately praise and worship God without being thankful. We must thank God for what we have and trust him for what we need. And then David goes on in the second verse. He told us that we should pray. Make a joyful noise, and that everybody should do it. But in the second verse, he tells us how. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. You see, this scripture is telling us how we should praise. We can only do this if we have a heart of thanksgiving. Gladness and singing should be our attitude, not grudgingly or necessity, but willingly. And then he want to tell us why and who we doing it to. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is good. And it is he who made us and not we ourselves. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. This script tells us why we should praise him. David understood that because he wrote Psalm 24 when he said, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world and everything that dwell in. And before that, he had went with Psalms 23 when he told us the Lord was the shepherd. He asking us to be as sheep and follow the great shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And then in Psalms 19, he said, the heaven declared the glory of God and the firmament showed his handiwork. If you didn't know, and he was reminding us that God created all things. We didn't create ourselves. And God gave us Psalm 23 to let us realize that he's the good, great shepherd and we should be the sheep. And then he told us how we could do it. Verse 4 and 5. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endure through all generations. You know, this struck me right here. Because, you know, we have children and we have grandchildren. And tonight, you know, I'm so thankful to God because my son is here with his daughter, brand new, 2 weeks and some days. And I feel good about it. And even the world is so evil and wicked. That scripture let us know that his truth endures all generations. So if Jesus don't come back with the rapture, when Micah, my granddaughter name, when Mecca is growing up, God is going to be there because he's promised us. So I am thankful for new life that God has given. And God really set things up because it was amazing that, you know, I was at the hospital when she was born and the doctors told me to suit up and they let me go in the operating room. And when the baby was born, the first time I heard the baby cry, I just went into praise in that operating room for what God was doing. And I was thankful. And then when they got her and put her on a little table and cleaned her up, they told me to come and they allowed me to cut her umbilical cord. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And I am thankful and I hope you all have things that you could be thankful for as well. You see, we should always go to God with a heart of thanksgiving because we could never be God's given. That's why it's who him we owe all to him. We should be thankful and praise his holy name because he is good and he promised us that his grace, which gives us everything we don't deserve, and his mercy, which holds back the punishment we deserve. We can't beat that, y'all. We should be thankful in knowing the fact that what Paul said in Philippians 1 and 16, with all that is going on in the world around us, all of the darkness, strife, suffering, pain, debt, wars, homelessness. We have to remember that God has given us everything we need, a righteous life. And even though we live in this world, we're not of this world. And God has a kingdom of God that he allows to be on this earth for believers. It's not a place I could send you to, but it's a moral way of living. We're in the kingdom of God on earth, and we all should be striving to be good kingdom builders. But Paul gave us something to think about, to hold on to God's unchanging hand, hold on to the confession of your faith, because God is going to see us through. And Paul said in Philippians 1 and 6, be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And that should be enough. That backs up, he'll never leave us or forsake us. And many times you may be praying to God and you can't hear his voice speaking to you. If you can't hear his voice, just trust his plan because he's God, and yes, he do understand. And nothing that is happening is taking God by surprise. And it's nothing that is happening in, through, or around us that God can handle. Be thankful, y'all. Be thankful, first of all, for just because of who he is. Be thankful for what he's doing and what he has done. And thank him for his bountiful promises that he will bestow in all of our lives. God, I just want to say thank you tonight. And I come with a heart of thanksgiving, as humble as I know how. I have so much to be thankful for, even in the midst of my trials and tribulations. I still can say thank you. And that's the lesson for tonight. And we stopped a little early because many people may want to speak about something that they're grateful and thankful to God for. So if anyone would like to say anything at this time, you could press the one button on your phone and I'll open your mic. Anyone who would like to express any thanksgiving. Anyone want to give God praise? You could press the one button on your phone and I'll open your mic. Sister Pam, I'm not asking you to say anything if you don't want to, but I know you couldn't give me another prompt to open your mic because when you prayed, you know, your hand was up. So if you would like to say anything, you can. If not, I'll close your mic. Anyone would like to say anything, you can at this time. Well, Sister Pam, can you hear me? Caller, your number is 504-715. Minister Elyria Mackey, your mic is open.
Just want to sing a song.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressors now cease from distressing, sing praises, give thanks to the Lord. Beside us, to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining, his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning. Sing praises, give thanks to the Lord. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. He's worthy, God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy, God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. You ought to give thanks, you ought to give thanks. You ought to give thanks, give thanks. You ought to give thanks. You ought to give thanks. You ought to give thanks. Give thanks. Sing praises. Give thanks to our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just want to say thank you, Lord. I'm so thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so, so good. Yes, you have, God. You've been so, so good. Lord, you've been so, so good. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you made a way when we seem like we can't find a way out. You made a way. Nobody but Jesus made a way. Just want to say thank you. Just want to say, I thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us this far this year. We thank you, Lord. Just want to say thanks. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Minister Mackey. I have more callers on the line that has their button pressed. And right now I'm going to do 504-900. Your mic is open. Hello.
Hey, Sister Diane. This is Ariana. I was letting you know how thankful I was for you. And I thank God for my family. I thank God for what he has done for me and everything that he brought me through. And I also thank God for the line and Miss Paula and her son as well. And, you know, my mom, of course, my family, of course, my dad, and my past relatives. And, yeah. And I pray that God continue to bless you and keep you and, you know, help you through everything you need.
Thank you so much, Sister Ariane. I understand on several occasions you try
to speak, but it didn't go through. So I'm so glad you got through tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Caller, your number is 918 area code 902. Your mic is open. Caller, your number 918-902. Your mic is open.
I just thank God for this Thanksgiving again to my family in Texas, Oklahoma, Las Vegas, Lancaster. And Lord, I just thank you for my lovely mother-in-law, Miss Maxine. And this is Rita's husband, Ray. And I thank God, Sister Diane, for hearing you stand strong with the word. And you just knocked me off my feet and give me more and more praise to respect God and the people that said it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, my brother. And I thank God for you all and Sister Maxine as well. Y'all be strong in the Lord. A family that prays together stays together.
Amen.
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 I love
so thankful for all that you do in Christ Jesus. We thank you. And a beautiful lesson tonight. I'm grateful.
Hallelujah. We got to be grateful, y'all. God has done everything for us. And if we accepted his son, we already saved. And yet he keep on blessing us. Come on, y'all. God is constantly doing his part. And he asks us two things: to love the Lord, that God, with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. He said if you do those two things, you would accomplish all of the laws and all of the sayings of the prophets. What a mighty God we serve. And when we're obedient, it's what gives God the praise. So let us be great kingdom builders and be the best we can be, but always give thanks to God for his bountiful blessings. I love everybody, and I love you guys as well. Thank you. Caller, your area code is 321. And your number is start with 615. Your mic is open.
Praise God. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. Thank you. I just wanted to sing a little bit of, since your theme was every day was a day of a little bit of that. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. God's been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. He keeps on blessing me. Over and over he's blessing me. Over and over he opened doors that I might see. He's blessing me. He keeps on blessing me. Over and over he's blessing me. Take the time to glorify the Lord. Take the time to glorify the Lord. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, he's a
God,
great God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. And he keeps on blessing us. Thank you.
He
and
does.
No matter what. Yes, he does. He blesses us mightily, mightily, mightily. So I just want to say thank you to an awesome God, a mighty God that watches over us, covers us, keeps us, protects us, and thank you for him allowing us to continue to come in his presence daily. There's so much to say every day. is a day of Thanksgiving. I just want to give him praise and give him honor and give him glory and thank him for everything, the big things and the little things, because he is an awesome God. And without him, we are nothing, but with him, all things are possible. So I just want to say thank him. And I've already been said family, friends, and all those things, but everything is a day of Thanksgiving. And I've been enjoying this line, and I want to thank you for continuing to host the line so that we can share with other like-minded Christians around this world. And I thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you, my sister. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my sister.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? You just have to press the one button on your phone. And I can open your mic. And I'm just grateful and thankful unto God for all that the opportunity. This is an opportunity that God has given us where we could come together, the body of Christ, to expound on the word of God and fellowship together. And God keep allowing us every Wednesday after Wednesday to come back on. And you guys keep calling in. And the Holy Spirit is giving me strength to be able to present. And it's a blessing. And I'm thankful. I thank God that he could use me. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Sister Pam, you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry my mute button was pressed.
That's okay.
I'm thankful tonight for three of my grandkids coming in from Georgia this evening to spend Thanksgiving with me. And I thank God for them. And I think that they had a safe trip here.
Praise God. Praise God.
And benediction tonight will be coming from Hebrews. If anybody else on the line wants to say something before I do the benediction. Okay, benediction tonight is coming from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what's pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And may everybody have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you, Sister Pam. Go in grace and be thankful.
Amen.
Not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And we should glorify the Lord in all things. That's our lesson for tonight. And if it's God's will, we'll be back on next Wednesday at the 8 o'clock hour. And I look forward to being with you guys. And if God allows us, we will be back again. But until then, go in peace. And I pray that God bless each and every one of us real good. See you on next Wednesday. Be blessed.